Welcome back. JSE listed Ascendas Health has managed to narrow its normalized operating loss by 32%. It says it has agreed to an offer for its pharma business from Austal that has bumped up the proposed purchase price by 22 million to 432 million rand. The group did not declare dividend for the reporting period as its debt totaled 582 million rand as at 30 June 2022. We're now joined by Acting Group CEO Carl Nieteling. Carl, one of the unique benefits of being in the healthcare space during and post the pandemic is that your numbers are able to tell a story about how ordinary citizens are interacting with their health. Take us through your three segments, that's pharma, medical and consumer health, and what this set of numbers is telling you right now.
Nolotondo, I think it's not so easy to disseminate between the temporary pandemic consumer trends and what we're experiencing in the economy versus a change in consumer behavior. I think we all accept and understand that the economy is under pressure, which places the consumer under pressure, but there is a definite trend towards preventative medication and preventative lifestyles. So where we saw a bump in sales on specific products during COVID, we have now seen people being a bit more pragmatic in their consumer spend, where the wellness is still a key factor to human beings, but they are prudent in the amount of money that they spend per product. We've also seen that post-COVID, human interaction has changed to the extent that we are back to norm, and we've seen a spike in flu incidents. So the consumer trend is also based on what the people are experiencing out there. But the consumer is under pressure. The ability that we have as a local company is that we are a little bit more agile in accommodating the changing trends in the consumer.
Now, Carl, I'm very interested to also find out how inflation has impacted your business, the internal inflation that you're seeing, and how much you've been able to absorb, and how much you just had to pass on to the consumer.
Inflation has been a huge factor for us. I think the exchange rate has been an even bigger factor. And the combination of those two, we can preempt that the costings and the margins will remain under pressure next year. And that at some stage will need to be pushed through to the consumer, which is the reality. And we just need to change the basket of products that we present to the consumer.
Now, Carl, a very interesting thing. I was going through your strategy, and basically Ascendas has a three-pillar strategy. It's stabilize, optimize, and grow. And I thought it was a very interesting strategy to have at this point. Let's talk about how you've tried to stabilize the business over the last year, really looking at that successful rights issue that you had, more gains from the Austal deal. How else are you looking at keeping this business at bay, especially during these tough economic times?
I think the stability is a multi-tiered approach. One is a balance sheet stability. This business was overgeared for extensive periods of time. It had a huge amount of uncertainty when it came to corporate action, and that has filtered through to people's attitude towards the Ascendas and the demeanor. So the stability that we need to provide is we first and foremost need to look after our staff. And provide them stability and certainty about the future of Ascendas. Secondly, we need to look at the stability of the financial position of the group. Both of those are inextricably interlinked. So we know that by December, this business will be largely unencumbered, and we will communicate to the staff at that stage where we are, what we intend doing with a business that has gone from extreme financial distress to completely unleveraged. So the stabilization has everything to do with knowing where we're going and doing it in a pragmatic and conservative way.
Yeah, I think, Carl, for us, when we're speaking about Ascendas in the newsroom, something that certainly came up was also just the stability in terms of executive management and just really the acting CEO roles. Can you take us into your confidence about exactly how you're looking to stabilize in that regard, especially in order to drive the business forward?
I think that's probably the one piece of the puzzle that we don't have a clear line of sight of. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so until we've found the ideal management structure and the ideal candidate to stand at the helm of this company, myself and the transition team will be there to guide this company through this transitional period. I think for this group, we ultimately and eventually do need a CEO that is an industry player, that understands the sector, that can add value at an operational level and not at a holding company level. So we have several potential candidates in mind, but we have decided that we will take our time and not make any hasty decisions at this stage.
Yeah, I think it's always best to take your time. Now, I think we're almost out of time, but I think a very important and exciting part I saw of your presentation was really moving away from a traditional head office to more of an investment holding company. Let's talk about that transition, why exactly you're going in this direction, and what value you're hoping to create for yourselves and your shareholders while taking this approach.
Yeah, thank you. I think the concept of an investment holding company isn't necessarily the most accepted structure in South Africa. But an investment holding company worked for many, many years, and I think the misalignment between management and specific shareholders in different types of investment holding companies has not borne the fruits that you should have. Ascendance has the opportunity to be a small, lean and mean investment holding company where capital allocation is of key consideration, and where it is a value add structure within the group, not something that should be a cost structure. So I'm very excited about where we're going with this. The head office currently is just bloated and too expensive, and we need to fix that. This is the cheapest way to do it.
I'm certainly looking forward to interacting with you again in future and seeing that lean and mean machine as Ascendus Health there. And that was Ascendus Health's acting chief executive officer, Carl Neukling.